You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today, our special guest is a very good friend of mine and felines everywhere. She is Dusty Rainbow. She hails from North Texas. And for those who love all things fur, she has written a number of books about cats. She's also the product editor of Catnip Magazine, which means she has the delightful job of testing all these products to make sure they're safe, fun, and interactive for our cats. First of all, Dusty, welcome to Oh Behave.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope that I'm well behaved today.
Oh, that's okay. If you're not, we can get away with it. So we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. We're talking to Dusty Rainbow. She is the author of Ghost Cats. Wah! And also a brand new book. Just the ink is still drying. It is called Cat Wrangling Made Easy, which seems to be a nice natural topic if you hail from Texas. We'll be right back.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun, furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As I mentioned, we have a great guest. Her name is Dusty Rainbow from North Texas. She is going to feature a couple of books that she just wrote. One is called Ghost Cats, Human Encounters with Feline Spirits. Wah. And that one is pretty scary, as you can tell. We're also, though, going to talk more about a real scary reality. And that's, what do you do if you've got multi-cats in your home and they're not being very sweet to one another? They're having a little bit of feline feuding, if you will. And for that, she has a new book just hot off the press. It is called Cat Wrangling Made Easy, Maintaining Peace and Sanity in Your Multi-Cat Home. It is published by The Lions Press. So, Dusty, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I've looked forward to this.
Tell me a little bit about the Rainbolt household. I mean, obviously you have more than one cat. I think what I'd like to do is have you first tell our listeners what made you think about a book called Ghost Cats. And it's, by the way, awesome. For all those of you looking for great holiday gift ideas now or throughout the year, please pick up Ghost Cats and Cat Wrangling Made Easy. Okay, I just did a shameless promotion for you. Take it away, Dusty.
Well, the reason I got involved in the Ghost Cats is because I had a foster kitten who had to be put to sleep while I was out of town.
Oh.
And about a month later, I was awake in the middle of the night, and I felt something jump up in bed. Walk across, you could feel the little paw prints, and he laid down on top of my feet.
Oh my gosh. What was the kitty's name?
His name was Maynard. He had a condition called water on the brain. He was hydrocephalic.
Oh.
And a friend of mine had to put him to sleep while I was gone. Well, anyway, I was wide awake. I was looking. There was nothing there. And then when I finally fell asleep and woke back up, he was gone. It never happened again.
Oh, wow. And that sends a chill up my spine and down my cat's spine, too, if you will. You know, a lot of people are like, yeah, right. But you did a lot of research for this, didn't you, in this book? Tell us about what kind of things you... I mean, I can just imagine getting a call from Dusty saying, hey, I'm writing a book called Ghost Cats. Can you share any freaky, eerie, spooky stories about any kind of extraterrestrial cats that you know? And I'd be like, what? So tell me, how did you even get the research on this and also be able to charm a publisher?
Well, the publisher came to me. They knew that I knew cats. They knew I had an interest in ghosts. And they also knew that I had an interest in animals. So it was the perfect marriage. But I put a call out for stories on the internet. And amazingly, I
come to the Obie Hardmore, as I'm your host.
I couldn't believe, I'd say, I would tell people, and they would immediately say, oh, I had a ghost cat. It was amazing how many people actually experienced it and were willing to talk about it.
Wow. Can you share a couple of the stories from the book? Again, we're talking to Dusty Rainbow. The book is called Ghost Cats, Human Encounters with Feline Spirits. It is published by the Lions Press. All right, go ahead.
Well, now, I have a confession. It is not really a scary book. There are a few stories that will leave you scratching your head or give you a chill down your spine, but it's not going to be Boris Karloff scary.
Okay.
But the scary stories tended to revolve around children because they have a different way of looking at things than adults. But, okay, my favorite story is about a cat named Grungy.
Okay. Tell me about Grungy. Tell me a little bit about Grungy.
Okay. Grungy belonged to a family in Oakland, California. And the woman who experienced Grungy was an evangelical chaplain.
Oh.
And she worked with hospice patients. Anyway, Grungy, her son-in-law's...
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Her son's mother-in-law was dying of cancer.
I mean, I get confused on that, too. That's a hard one to say. All right.
A foster care.
Attention.
Okay. Anyway, the mother-in-law was dying, and so she went to be with the family and, you know, be the mom and be the hospice worker. And Grungy would come and sit in her lap. Well, one day they went to visit Dorothy, the dying woman, and Dorothy slipped into a coma.
Uh-oh.
Well, 4 hours later, Dorothy came out of the coma, and Dorothy's daughter said, Mom, where were you? And she said, oh, I was having tea with my sister, Elaine, and Grungy was there. And the daughter said, whoa, Mom, your sister Elaine is dead, and Grungy's alive, so you must have been dreaming. She said, no, dear, I was not dreaming. This really happened. I was having tea with Elaine, and Grungy was there. Well, you know, you can't argue with her.
No.
But when they went home that night, Grungy was dead in the street. he had slipped out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dorothy knew before anybody else. Dorothy died a few days later, but Dorothy knew something we didn't know.
Bum, 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 bum. You know, what I think is also, I got to tell you folks, I have read her book, Ghost Cats, and it's not very often I have a book on my bed nightstand that I actually get to read and enjoy, and I do have to keep the lights on when I'm reading it, but I think what you've done is just amazing research, and the writing is really, really good, and to get people to feel comfortable enough with you to be able to share their stories. I don't know about you, Dusty, but I think we're just really just touching the surface, if you will, about this feline mystique, if you will, about cats. Is there another favorite story you'd like to share?
Well, there's a funny one.
Okay.
It's called The Phantom Litter Box, and it's about...
Poop scoop spooks.
Yeah, poop scoops.
Okay.
Anyway, there was a travel section in there, so if you would like to go to a place that's haunted by ghost cats,
yeah,
there's actually about 10 stories there.
Okay. All right, folks, you're listening to Dusty Rainbow, author of Ghost Cats, and she's telling you about this amazing place if you want to get the chill, the thrill of being around a haunted cat place.
Also, the aroma.
That's right. We're talking about the spook litter box story from Ghost Cats.
Well, this one family moved into a house that had belonged to a woman who had 10 cats. And after she died, apparently she and some of the cats decided that they wanted to hang around. Well, this one area in the main section of the bed and breakfast has occasionally is visited by the aroma of a freshly used litter box.
Now, that's my place. That's not my kind of place I want to book a reservation.
I'm all about it. I want to go there, too. But the gentleman that I interviewed said that he actually has guests who walk past it, and all of a sudden you smell that smell.
Yes.
But, you know, it's kind of hard to scoop and cover it up because you don't have an ectoplasmic litter scoop.
That's true. This is phantom poop. Right?
That's phantom poop, and just
phantom
like a
poop.
Normal litter box, after about 3 or 4 minutes, the smell goes away. And
aren't you glad we're not on smell radio or something?
Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision. All right, that sounds great. Tell me a little bit about when you were doing this book. What was going through your mind as you got some people willing to share some stories? I mean, how do you look at cats now? You've had cats all your life, and some of them have gone on to the Rainbow Bridge. I mean, do you feel like you've got this kind of soul train, if you will, up in the clouds that are kind of your little feline pals up there? What's your thoughts about all this?
Well, for a long time I wasn't sure. I always thought there would be some type of an afterlife for the kitties. But as it turns out, I mean, there are so many people who have had these stories. It would be unbelievable for it not to happen.
That's right. Now, how can people get a copy of your book, Ghost Cats, Human Encounters with Feline Spirits? It's published by The Lions Press. This gal I'm speaking to is Dusty Rainbolt, the author.
Well, you can pick it up at any Barnes & Noble. You can also buy it at Amazon.com or get it at most major bookstores. And let me say, it would make a really good Christmas present for your friends. And since we're already past Halloween, don't worry about that. It's a book of comfort. And a lot of people have found that after they've lost a pet, they actually feel better and look forward to a possible reunion.
Well, the book has this amazing color cover that has this one eye of a cat making up the word the O in Ghost Cats. And if I may share with you, on the back, it says, strange and inexplicable visits from the other side. People who have spent a lifetime observing and interacting with cats will say that these amazing animals seem to possess powers, supernatural, psychic, or otherwise, that we can only begin to comprehend. But are they able to return from the grave as well? That's the tease on the back of the book. It's a great book. I hope that, you know, you get more spirits, if you will, because I would love to see a sequel to this. It's a great book, Dusty, and my paws are doing a big paws up for you for that.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to go to part two of the Dusty Rainbow Show, because not only does she know ghost and phantom kitties, she also knows the real furry ones quite well. She has written a number of books, including Kittens for Dummies, and we're going to talk to her in the second part of the show on her new book, hot off the press, Cat Wrangling Made Easy, Maintaining Peace and Sanity in Your Multi-Cat Home. Because as all of you know who have more than one cat, sometimes there is not harmony in the household. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
School's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet with pet expert and author Sarah Wilson. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Listening to PetLifeRadio.com, baby, yeah. We're switched back on, baby, yeah. So let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have our special guest, Dusty Rainbow, author of Cat Wrangling Made Easy, Maintaining Peace and Sanity in Your Multi-Cat Home. I love the word wrangling, but it's only appropriate. After all, Dusty does hail from North Texas.
That's right. And I grew up on a ranch in South Texas. But I really don't talk like that.
No, no. And I have to confess, I have a little Texas blood in myself, too. I don't have the Texas nice charm accent there. What's your thought? Chicago accent. But my dad's side of the family grew up in Grapevine, Texas, between Dallas and Fort Worth.
About 10 minutes from me.
Oh, there you go. So I love going to Texas. My sister Deb lives in, guess what, folks? Dallas. Yes, that's right. The D and the D. You can put that one together in another show. But Deb is a very serious auditor who loves her pets. And so I love going to Dallas and the Dallas area. You guys still have a lot of cafeterias, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal with Texans and cafeterias?
Well, we have more McDonald's now, but there's a bunch of them.
Oh, my gosh. I used to get these pecan tarts with my grandma in line at these cafeterias. It's kind of a big deal there, huh?
Piccadilly?
Oh, Piccadilly. Yeah, Piccadilly and Piggly Wiggly, right?
That's a grocery store.
Oh, that's a grocery store, but I like the name Piggly Wiggly.
It sounds like it should be a restaurant.
You know, for many of us, we're blessed not to have one, but more than one cat in our home. They're sort of like Jay's potato chips at times. And with that becomes a lot of fun, but also can become a lot of frustration. And that's why I'm very happy that Dusty's a guest on our show today, because she just wrote the book, Cat Wrangling Made Easy. So what's the purpose of this book? I mean, I would think cats all get along, right?
Oh, yeah, they all get along. They just don't all get along well.
Or with each other.
With each other, and sometimes that causes problems with the humans in the house, and it also causes problems with the carpets in the house, and then you have a situation like the phantom litter box, except it's always there.
Yeah, it's the real stinkola. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want anybody to ever come into my multi-cat household, and the first thing they say is, oh, you have cats, you know. I don't want that happening. And I don't want my cats to be interior decorators of the worst kind by clawing my furniture or leaving their little pee email or poop presents other places. Because after all, when cats aren't really feeling happy, they can't write you a nasty note, can they?
Mm-mm.
There's no cat hate letter, right?
Well, I guess it's not actually hate mail, but it is smell mail. So
yeah.
Instead of snail mail. But you know, we think that cats and dogs are the only ones to mark, but you think about it, people mark too.
What do you mean? You've got my cat curiosity up.
You've got your, well, go to any area that has a lot of gangs, and you're going to see gang graffiti.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. What do they call that when they mark the mark?
Tagging.
Tagging.
It's called
yes.
Tagging, and we talk about tagging both human and feline.
Oh, in the book.
Okay. But I mean, humans have been known for tagging for a long time. You've got prehistoric tagging, and then you also during World War II there was Kilroy. And I go into a little history of Kilroy and who he was and why he did what he did. But Kilroy was here, has been on the Eiffel Tower. It's been...
Really?
Kilroy
was here. I never... Oh, vive la France.
But it's been in...
Wouldn't you say it would be Kilroy AEC?
No, because it's an American thing.
I was just trying to impress my high school French teacher.
Okay, say it again.
Kilroy AEC, which means Kilroy was here.
Well, I think the Americans marked a lot of things in English over there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway.
But it's also been at the top of Mount Everest.
Oh, my gosh.
Kilroy is here has even been written in the moon dust.
Really? Which one of those little astronauts were up to no good?
Oh, according to the astronauts, it was already there.
Oh, good answer. See, I like astronauts that have a sense of humor, you know?
Yeah.
It can be too serious at times. So the book is Cat Wrangling Made Easy.
Right.
I know that there are about 90 million cats lucky enough to have homes in America's households. That said, that means that there are some places that have more than one cat, right?
That
show today is a guest on our, just wrote the book because she... Here are a few tips on how to make these furry roommates get along a little bit easier.
Well, first of all, they have to have plenty of space.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean you have to have a big yard like you do with a big dog.
Okay.
You don't even have to have a big house, but you do have to set up individual little territories so everybody can feel like they have their own little place.
All right.
And they feel safe and comfortable. And you also want to set up different feeding stations and different litter boxes so that nobody can hog all the assets.
Oh, yeah, because I think if you had, let's say you have 3 or 4 cats in your household,
mm-hmm.
right? That means if you strategically position a litter box in a different locale, then the bully cat can't be sitting there lying in wait for the kitty that needs to have a bladder that has to splatter, right?
That's exactly right. Unless he has a clone, he can't guard them all at the same time.
Okay, good to know. So that's one clue. The other thing is feline amenities. You want to make sure that there's little stations. What do you mean by that?
Well, again, it comes back to having the assets, if you want to call them that, in all over the house.
Okay. The beds,
but primarily the litter boxes and the food.
Okay, all right.
So
what you're trying to do is take away the possibility of having a feline feud, right?
Exactly.
Over resources. Just like us, I guess if we were like, you know, stripped of our cell phones and our DVD players and all our amenities and there was only one hamburger left, you know, we would get our primal instincts in a hissy too, right?
Well, yeah, think about the old days when we had one television homes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you had dad that wanted to watch the sports, and you had the kids that wanted to watch the cartoons, and mom wanted to watch the soaps.
Right.
Well, okay, you have a territorial problem.
Right.
So it's basically the same with cats. It manifests itself more in food and litter mm-hmm. boxes, but you also want to make sure they have their own little place to sleep, and
right.
everybody feels safe. And if they feel safe and they don't have to worry about where they go and getting beat up, then everybody's much happier.
That sounds great. Now, we're talking to Dusty Rainbow. She is a cat expert and the author of Cat Wrangling Made Easy. You may also see her byline a lot in every issue of Catnip, the newsletter, because she does this amazing job each month on reviewing different products for cats. I can just imagine what your home must look like in North Texas. I want to be a cat, and I want to live with you because you must have some amazing amenities for felines.
Well, right now I'm testing products for senior cats, and I have all these staircases in the middle of the living room.
You must have a very understanding husband.
I have a very understanding husband, and he's also my photographer.
There you go. Weems Hudo, he is living proof that real men love cats.
You bet.
So you've got these things for senior cats in your living room?
Uh-huh, and some of the steps are pretty big. Right now we're using one of the boxes as a table so we can put the clothes on them. So.
She has test cats that are official members of Catnip Newsletter who each month are willing guinea pigs, if that's such a cool term for a cat, who test the products and give a paws up or a paws down, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So we're talking to Dusty Rainbolt, and she also wrote Kittens for Dummies. I'm trying to let people know. Go Google Dusty Rainbolt. That's R-A-I-N-B-O-L-T. Earlier in the show, we talked to her about ghost cats. So everything that's about the feline, she's the woman you need to go take a peek at and to read her books. She does an amazing, great job. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the cat wrangling, because what happens when cats aren't happy in a household, and there's more than one of them, and they're starting to have some hissing and well, I guess pissing, right?
Well, we have a chapter called The Pissing Contest.
Okay.
And it gets back to humans, because humans actually do that. Google pissing contest, and
okay.
You'll be surprised. But cats will begin to mark, and they'll miss the litter boxes, and they'll
and
start
on purpose,
scratching.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's their way of dealing with stress and saying, this is my territory.
Okay.
But they'll also start scratching the furniture, which is also a marking.
Yeah, yeah.
A marking behavior. And then they'll begin to become aggressive, and it's not a good situation.
You've lived with cats all your life, and do you feel sort of like you're the mediator of the feline world now? You're probably like the Henry Kissinger, aren't you, when it comes to brokering a deal of, hey, can't we all just get along here? Can you share a couple of situations in your own household and how you were able to remedy a couple of cats that weren't being best of friends?
Well, sometimes you just have to set up completely different territories and keep them entirely separate. Screen doors are wonderful.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell me about that.
Well, if you have a cat that's aggressive to another cat, then uh-huh. You set up the different territories. You've got the litter box, you've got his food, you've got his toys, you've got his bed. He's a happy camper.
Okay.
There's a screen door, and then he doesn't have to worry about the bully coming and beating his tail up.
Okay, so they can sort of see each other, but
mm-hmm.
with a safe division.
Exactly.
Okay, and so...
And sometimes, after doing that for a while, you can even reintroduce them.
Okay, would you recommend at all, when you have a situation like that, after a few days, switching their rooms so that Cat A is now in the Cat B place and Cat B is back in Cat A to share kind of their scents? Does that help at all?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And also, another thing that's very helpful is if you have them on either side of the door, start giving both of them pea-sized pieces of turkey, like deli turkey.
You mean like a little thumbnail?
Yeah, about the size of pinky nail.
Pinky nail. Okay, that's right.
Tiny.
We're not talking about Rottweilers here. We're talking about
right.
cats. Okay, all right. Okay.
They only get it when they're in the presence of the other cat.
And when they're being nice.
And when they're being good.
Because after all, this show is called Oh, Behave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Okay, all right. Well, that's good.
And so then you may notice that the aggressive cat actually starts to hang around the other cat.
Oh.
Because it's like, is it time for my treat? But he only gets it in the presence of the guy that he's been tormenting.
Okay, so the point here, if I'm a cat, I love the good treats. A-I-N-B. Thinking, you know, all right, I get what they're doing. I get the idea. But at least you're being consistent, right?
Right.
That seems to be the trick with cats. I mean, I think if you didn't give a treat when they were behaving by each other, then that would foil your attempt at peacemaking, right?
Consistency is always important. You can't have one person doing one thing and another one of the owners doing something else. So.
In your research for Cat Wrangling Made Easy, have you ever found, do male cats seem to be bigger bullies or female, or are there certain breed tendencies that seem to be kind of like the Leon Spinks of felines? Come on, baby, I won't box your ears.
Well, some cats are a little bit more aggressive. I think Bengals are a little
Bengals, yeah? So basically, is there, cats can be bullies because they're also being fearful, right?
That's exactly right. Okay. Yeah, there's a fear aggression. And if something happens and the cat believes that another cat is responsible, he'll be aggressive toward that cat. And if you don't take care of that situation when it first occurs and make them friends again, yeah, then they may be lifelong enemies.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, folks, I feel very, very feline fortunate that my two cats, Callie and Murphy, who both were plucked from the streets at different times, one is 13, the other one is 8, but they were both youngsters when I got them. They get along great, but I've noticed that they do a little bit of time sharing. Callie will insist on having the perch on the cat tree in my office in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow they like wear little kitty watches, I swear. And in the afternoon...
Shift change.
Murphy gets that spot without a single hiss from Callie. What's this deal with time sharing and cats? Do you know?
Well, they were the original time sharing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Timeshare real estate. You bet. That's because unlike dogs, there's not a dominant cat.
Okay.
It's situational dominance.
Oh.
And as you said, you described it perfectly. One will occupy something, a bed or a windowsill, and usually it's the more dominant cat. But then when the day moves on and the sun is no longer in the window,
yeah,
he'll vacate it and the other cats will come and take it. And you can almost watch your... Set your watch by it. It's amazing.
All right. We are talking to Dusty Rainbolt. She is a best-selling pet author who has two new books out there. So she has strong typing fingers like I do. The first is Ghost Cats. And it is Human Encounters with Feline Spirits, a great book idea for the holidays. And the second one, which to me would be something very practical for any of you listeners that have more than one cat in your home, it is called Cat Wrangling Made Easy. Both of these books are through the Lions Press. They're available at a zillion places, including Amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles, and a lot of the major bookstores. Dusty, how do people learn a little bit more about you? Is there anything else you'd like to add at this point?
Well, they can go to my website, www.dustyrainbolt.com.
And that's DustyRainbolt.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that sounds great. Go ahead.
Oh, also, if anybody wants to send me their dog, horse, or cat ghost stories, I'd love to hear them.
Okay, great. You're listening to Dusty Rainbolt. And she is offering you the chance to share some of your spooky and spiritual and eerie tales of dogs, cats, and other critters from the beyond. You can reach her at www.dustyrainbolt.com. That's it for our show today. Dusty, I want to thank you very much for being a guest on my O Behave show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And I want to take this opportunity as well to thank my very cool cat producer. For any of you listening, I ask that you tune into the show. Visit PetLifeRadio.com. We have a whole lineup of great hosts and great shows. You can get a transcript of the show if you'd like. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, sending just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.